State legislators continue to look for a solution to the long beleaguered health insurance program for public school employees. A task force led by Republican Senate Majority Leader Jim Hendren heard remarks Tuesday from an array of education and benefits officials in a preliminary discussion about merging the school employee plan with a state employee plan. Hendren says after the meeting he doesn't expect the legislature to pursue merging the two.
Well, we heard testimony that demonstrated that there are programs designed for different populations. There would be no significant cost savings, so instead what you would have is a program that is doing a poor job of serving more people.
Although the school employees insurance program may be merged with the program for other state employees, Hendren says control of public schools insurance plans may be shifted back to the individual school districts, which he says may be better to solve the problem of skyrocketing costs.
Should the state get out of the insurance business and let the school districts handle it? Send the dollars to the school districts and say, go get your insurance bought on the private market or co-op with other school districts. So we're going to investigate basically a farming it back out to the school district approach. We'll still send them the dollars, but then they're on their own to go get their insurance.
The legislature has called a special session twice this year to make changes to the public school employee health insurance program to curtail some premium hikes. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith has received a sizable grant to help bolster workforce training efforts in the area. The $734,000 award to the college's Center for Business and Professional Development is part of a $2.5 million job-driven national emergency grant given to the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services by the U.S. Department of Labor. Dave Robertson is the director of the Center for Business and Professional Development, and he says the money will be used for instructor salaries and course-related materials for a training program that aims to enroll up to 400 veterans and long-term unemployed local residents in training programs for employment sectors specific to the Fort Smith area.
We identified three areas where we knew there would be demand for skilled workers, and so what we decided to do was work to provide commercial driver's license, CDL training for CDL drivers, and then medical billing and coding is an area of education where people can find jobs within the healthcare industry. It's a great entry-level position in the healthcare industry, whether you work for a hospital, a physician's clinic, or maybe even an insurance company. And then in the industry and manufacturing area, there's always a lot of demand for what we call multi-craft technicians. So these are basically entry-level maintenance positions, people that are comfortable with electricity, hydraulics, basic machining, welding, programmable logic controls or PLCs, that sort of thing.
Robertson says the workforce training program will be administered with assistance from three other partner agencies, the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services, Winrock International, and the Western Arkansas Employment Development Agency, or WAEDA.
WAEDA will help us source the dislocated workers, make sure that they qualify, make sure that they've been unemployed for a while, or they're facing a layoff, that they fit the definition of a dislocated worker. And then Winrock International will help us with supportive services and case managers for these people. So they'll have a case manager assigned to a particular student, will help them get enrolled in the coursework, help them if they need help with things like childcare or mileage or temporary housing, that sort of thing, so that they can concentrate on the education piece. And then there's a large part of the grant will go towards on-the-job training. Once the people have completed the educational portion, we intend to work with local employers to get them temporary jobs where they can get on-the-job training.
Robertson says the on-the-job training gained through those temporary jobs could give workers practical experience that could give them a leg up over other applicants for permanent employment positions. The long-term employment picture in the Arkansas River Valley continues to improve. New unemployment data released today by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the area's unemployment rate was 6.5% in July, which is slightly higher than June numbers, but nearly 2 full percentage points lower than 1 year ago. The overall labor force did shrink by more than 5,000 workers year over year. In Northwest Arkansas, the unemployment rate also sank compared to last year. Last month, the unemployment rate was 5.3%, 1 full point lower than a year ago, but 0.4 of a point higher than in June. Year to year, the overall Northwest Arkansas labor force also shrank by about 3,600 people. The city of Fayetteville has pushed off the groundbreaking for its downtown parking deck. Jeremy Pate, the city's director of development services, says when bids were opened and calculated Friday, the project came in well over budget.
Particularly of concern was our concrete package, which was estimated at around $2.7 million, and it came in around $4.5 million. So just one package alone out of those 42 was $1.8 million over budget. We were expecting to be over budget on the project from the original estimates back in 2012, and we had let the council in on that. We were not expecting being over budget anywhere this magnitude. So after having a conversation with the mayor about what we had opened on Monday morning, he made the decision to go ahead and call off the groundbreaking, primarily because we simply didn't want to start a project where we felt like we didn't have a reasonable level of confidence in the costs associated with the project and the revenue that we had to pay for it.
Pate says while there's no clear reason as to why the concrete bids for the deck came in nearly $2 million over estimate, a number of factors could have contributed to the large price tag, including underestimated costs for concrete materials, an uptick in construction activity, which means that contractors have less capacity to take on more construction projects, and the scarcity of companies who bid on the parking deck's concrete package. Because the project bids came in well over budget, Pate says it will be reevaluated and rebid, but depending on the process taken, the time frame for the reevaluation could vary.
So there's, you know, in the continuum of sort of not doing the project all the way to using the current bids, there's about five or six at least options that we've identified, and there may be more combinations thereof. You know, there's everything from rebidding the entire project to just simply rebidding portions of it to allowing the contractor, the construction manager that we have under contract right now, Baldwin and Shell, allowing them to provide us with some pricing to self-perform the work. That basically means that they would take on the responsibility as opposed to subcontracting it out. And I think they're working on several of those options right now. We hope to, within a month, make the decision of how to proceed with the project.
But in terms of the overall schedule for the parking deck construction, Pate says the delay of a month or two will still allow the parking deck to be complete by sometime in late 2015. LaFleur County, Oklahoma voters yesterday approved a sales tax issue that will help fund structural and other infrastructure repairs and renovations at the Eastern Oklahoma Medical Center in Poteau. Nearly 77% of the vote, or 5,246 votes, went in favor of the half-cent sales tax increase, while 1,584 voted against. The John Brown University volleyball team is now 5-1 after sweeping two matches yesterday in Texas. JBU defeated Jarvis Christian and Wiles University in straight 3-0 fashion. Next up for JBU is the Baker University Invitational in Kansas this weekend. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue their final road trip of the season tonight in Tulsa. Last night, the Nats were dropped by the Drillers 6-5. Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, expect sunny conditions with highs around 93. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a chance of overnight showers and thunderstorms and lows from 68 in Northwest Arkansas to 72 in the Arkansas River Valley.